All right, 90.7 KALX Berkeley. You're listening to KALX Live. It's Saturday night, and I'm in here once again with the Bay Area's political action soundtrack, so to speak, Brass Liberation Orchestra. Thank you guys so much for coming in tonight and playing and sweating it out in that small performance room that we have for you guys. How are you guys feeling?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, can you talk a little bit about the music you just played? I think I recognize like one track sounded familiar to me from all of that you just played.
Which one?
It had the little, I want to say Cuban, Caribbean kind of influence to it.
Maybe A.P. Turo or...
That was probably La Murga de Panama.
Murga de Panama. It's a very recognizable one.
Well, we could run through our set list. We're holding it right here, Jamie.
Yeah, I mean, in general, as a band, we play music... from all over the world. We try as much as possible to play music that comes from different leftist political traditions and movements, and to play it as best as we can to honor those traditions and play them humbly and to the best of our ability. More recently, in the past few years, we've been drawing more and more from New Orleans, so sort of second line music, which is a tremendous long tradition of social activism and community building in New Orleans. The second line was the band that plays in the streets and everyone just kind of dances along with them for good times and bad, funerals and weddings and everything in between, really. So we played a couple songs. We started off that set with a song that sort of comes, I think this one was made famous by Dirty Dozen, right?
Yeah, Rebirth Brass Band.
Oh, Rebirth, yeah.
You Move, You Lose, is called. Which is, that song is zero political content, but it's just such a great song. So we just play that a lot. And, you know, when you're out in the street and you're playing that song and you cut out the horns and you start everybody chanting, something over the top of it, all of a sudden it's got political content, which it didn't have before. So, and people love that song, so they will say anything while you're playing that bass line, basically.
And then after that, we played a song, Jalem Jalem, which comes from the Romani people from, they're all over the world, but largely in Eastern Europe, often called gypsies, but the name that they call themselves is Romani. And that song, Jalem Jalem, if there were a national anthem for the Romani people, that would be it. They are a stateless people that live in minority status all over the world under very harsh political conditions and, from unofficial, just kind of general racism to state-sponsored oppression. So we try to honor them as much as possible and love their music. And so we play a couple of songs from their tradition. And tonight we play Jalem Jalem.
That particular song, Jalem Jalem, it was taught to our band by the Voice of Roma Project, which is just a great group of musicians, Roma musicians, who mostly live up in Sebastopol. And our band has a lot of connections with there. So if you're interested in more Roma music, I would say check out the Voice of Roma Project. They have a great website. They're up there in the North Bay. They do gigs in the East Bay and in San Francisco as well. They're terrific, and I would say are the two main streams for our music in terms of the musical tradition is New Orleans and Eastern Europe Roma music.
That's a pretty big distribution right there.
But the Eastern European tradition has got so much great brass music. That's the thing; it's all brass band stuff.
But don't forget, Afrobeat Fela Kuti. Isn't that what we played next?
Mm-hmm.
Dog Eat Dog by Fela Kuti, and of course. We love that song. I love that song because it's Fela. And Fela was a performer, composer, and activist in Nigeria. He died of complications of AIDS, but one of his things he would say is music is the weapon. You know, you have to use your music for good cause, and music is the weapon of the future. I don't know if I agree with a weapon.
Well, it's a nonviolent weapon.
Weapon. I definitely, though, resonate with using music as a vibrational amplifier of our intentions.
I didn't say that.
Well, let's talk about the band a little bit then. I don't know if you guys should introduce yourselves too, so we know who we're talking to, who the KALX audience is listening to talk about all these things. But I'd also like to hear. I don't know anything about, maybe this is common knowledge and I'm just missing out, but I know that you guys kind of are constantly evolving into different forms and so on. I'd be interested to hear when the band was formed and, you know, who kind of, what it's made up of, what it's up to in general.
Right.
So maybe you guys introduce yourselves first. I don't know.
Okay. Sure.
What instrument you play?
My name is Josh Cohen. I'm one of the newer members of the band, and I mostly play the snare drum.
Montana, and I've been with BLO 5 years. Woo! And I play the bass drum and percussion.
My name is Jamie, and I was one of the founding members of the band 10 years ago. I play trombone.
So 10 years, it was founded 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
Which, answer two questions with one.
Which is a good segue to a plug for our 10th anniversary concert. Because, you know, we don't do a lot of indoor gigs, okay? So if anyone out there listening wants to come see the Brass Liberation Orchestra in concert in a space where you can see us and celebrate the 10th anniversary of the band, you got to come to our show. Because it is rare that our shows are getting advertised like at clubs, right? Mostly they're like on crappy hand, or not crappy, but like handbills, right? And posters that are stuck up saying, you know, oppose this, fight against that, you know, support this thing. So here we are. We're doing a show that we are producing at Submission Art Gallery, which is a Mission between 17th and 18th. It's 2 weeks from today, Saturday the 21st, 8:30 p.m. over there at Submission, and it is a fundraiser for Loco Bloco, who's a great community arts group in the Mission. They teach drumming to a lot of kids in the Mission District, and so
it's an all ages show, and everyone can come.
And a lot of you probably heard BLO at some sort of event, protest, demonstration, march, you name it.
You guys get around. Line.
And so if you want to come and celebrate and learn a little bit more about the band, that's also a good opportunity right there. And my name's Josh, also. I play saxophone. I've been with the band, I think, 9.5 years.
Whoa. Yeah. I think Josh was the first person, after like the founding group of friends, we started the band, like one of the first times we went out of the streets, we met you on the street. Yeah. And you're like, oh, hey, I want to play too. And so
Can I play a solo on that? And boom.
So how many members do you have about? Because I've seen you guys play a few times, and
formation.
I think that, I didn't really recognize anybody. So
yeah.
That happens.
The look can change a little bit, huh?
It happens to us too.
Okay.
We have about, right now, active members today, give or take a few, about 20.
Okay.
But it's, you know, one of the nice things about the group is, you know, because we're asked to play so often and at all different times, all different days of the week, most of us have other day jobs. And so, you know, people play when they can. So that's why each time you see us on the street, we're going to look a little bit different, because depending on the day, the time, if it's, you know, if it's a picket line Wednesday at 6 a.m., you know, there's certain people who can make that. And if it's a port shutdown, you know, Thursday at 3 a.m., there's other people who are going to make that time. And so, you know, I think that's one nice thing about being involved in the group, is it's flexible, so people can plug in when they can, when they're able to, as much as they can. And it allows for a lot of participation. So at any given day, you might see 6 people out playing, but there's behind that, there's, you know, roughly about 20 active folks who are making the band.
So those folks who join on the street as well at any given moment.
Right, of course, of course.
Those folks in the band, we don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
We will grow exponentially in one moment.
That's great. So do you guys have to agree essentially with the political movements that you're providing the soundtrack for all the time? Or do you guys kind of have different groups? Like some of you might agree with this, so some of you perform at an event, or... How does that work?
So, yeah, I mean, we operate by consensus, and we are a political group, you know, as much as we are a musical group. So we try to live out our politics in how we organize ourselves as a group, in, you know, as much as what we play for and the music we play. So, you know, we operate by consensus. There's no leader of the group. We decide everything all together. And whenever we're invited to play out on the street, we discuss all invitations as a group and decide as a group if we want to go. And it's always a two-part process. First, we talk about the action and who's organizing it and what are the politics behind that action. And before we see who can make it at that time, we first take a decision about whether we politically support this action. And so anything we play at, anything you see the BLO at, there's been a consensus decision-making process to say, yes, we feel good about the band standing behind this action. After that's decided, then we see, okay, who can make it at that time.
And okay. Because pretty much everyone in the band is politically active to whatever degree they are personally. A lot of people bring personal things that they're involved in to the rest of the band to discuss whenever there are actions coming up, anything that we can be involved in. So a lot of it has a personal resonance as well.
Okay. Very interesting. Let me just say real quick, you're listening to KALX 90.7 Berkeley, and we're speaking with Brass Liberation Orchestra. I'm trying to think on that line, you know, there's just so much. One of the reasons why I wanted you guys to come in right now is in 2011 was such a politically active year, especially here in the Bay Area with the Occupy movement and all of this stuff. And I know you guys were playing at that, and you know, you guys have been pretty busy lately, huh?
Absolutely.
With all everything going on. So I'm curious to hear, you know, what your guys be. A lot of people who haven't really been politically active necessarily on a regular basis, perhaps getting politically active recently. I'd be interested to hear what you guys were thinking of that whole thing, coming from, you know, being people who are, you know, constantly politically active and going to events all the time.
Well, I can't speak for everyone else in the band, but the BLOX is an amazing container for each one of us in certain different ways, so that we learn more about other issues that our bandmates are into, other gig requests that come in. So it's a great way that we're all learning more about more issues. And as an activist and a single mom and a drummer, I could never make it to all the things I cared about. But because I'm in the BLO, I know that I'm going to have this spread of things that I care about and want to know more about. And then there's also the we get so many awesome players on the street, and we meet a lot of our new members that way. It's been a very busy year, as soon as Occupy started heating up, we had a big push for membership. A lot of people that just, you know, ran into us on the street or felt moved by the amount of energy that was being brought to the event by the band. And it's a beautiful thing. Also, it helped people that are into the band then start coming to events that maybe they wouldn't come to, and they learn something about that issue or that cause, and it kind of helps them along their political ideology and their critical thinking and what they're into. They learn more about the stuff that we play.
I mean, I think, and this is Josh speaking, my day job, I work for a labor union. So I see that protesting is hard work. When you ask people to take time out of whatever else they're doing and go out there and stand on a damn sidewalk somewhere with a sign, or with, you know, it could be cold, it can be hot, it could just be boring to go out there all day, pass out leaflets, do something, right? To take a stand and for justice, for a cause you believe in. It's not easy, because I've asked a lot of people to do that, and a lot of them say, I don't want to do that. And then a lot of them do show up, and it is a drag. And I think one of the things that the BLO does is we want to make it fun for people, but we also just want to give back to the folks who are out there who are working really hard in order to try and make a difference. So that's I think that's one of the main goals of the band, is not for us to go out and have a good time, but to let other people know that, hey, here's a bunch of musicians who cared enough to practice, to try and sound good, to come out and make you feel better while you're out here. Really, they're the ones doing the
hard
work.
Well, it makes standing on the sidewalk a lot more entertaining too. I mean,
right. We want
them
to have fun.
You could be standing on the sidewalk with no music, or you could be standing on the sidewalk.
Right.
With fella cootie.
And maybe you're marching to the port to close it down, and that's a really long way, right into the sun.
It's a long
walk. And I mean, I don't know that I could do it if I wasn't playing, because that's where so much of my energy is coming from, and for so many other people.
Great. So let's talk about that event you guys got. You already hit it up once, but I guess we got to say that. I want to make sure people hear about that, because that's a pretty cool opportunity to see you guys performing in a little bit, I'd say, what, more friendly environment to actually play music than marching down the street.
No one's going to drag us out of there.
I don't know. Playing on the street's pretty friendly. You'd be surprised.
Well, let's talk about, actually, I saw on your website, it got shown to me, you guys playing in Bank of America.
Mm-hmm.
That just happened recently, right? You guys did that. Maybe you could talk about that. That was that, because that was an action that was kind of organized by you guys. Am I wrong about that? Or
I think
the
you're referring
mob.
To the flash mob, the BLO
okay.
flash
yeah,
mob that
yeah.
we did with that was organized by US Uncut and the Brass Liberation Orchestra. And those are interesting, because a lot of details have to be kept secret so that you can get in and make it happen, but obviously you rehearse in advance, so it's mm-hmm. But that was where we took Salt-N-Pepa's song Push It and rewrote the lyrics to fit the situation and came up with some awesome dance moves, I think Molly, and taught people, all of them, and then converged and did it.
Took over the Bank of America in San. Which one? On what street was that?
The one, I think it's like the main in 555 California. Isn't okay. that it? It's downtown San Francisco.
Yeah, I know right.
Yeah, big. It has an escalator, beautiful photo op, big lobby.
Were you guys worried about them trying to throw you? I know they on the one in the. Is that the same one? I think it was a different one. A few blocks away that they arrested like 60 students who were protesting a month before that.
Yeah, that right. That was powerful. Now, there's different ways to look at that. You know, we want to try to get off our number and we have and plan and coordinate with legal advisors and people that are going to communicate on our behalf so that they don't shut us down before we finish our song. We want to finish our number, right? So we need people that can talk in lawyerese and keep them away from us long enough to get it on film and get out the door.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Part of the point of those kind of actions is not just for the people who are actually there, but is to use it as a political organizing tool, to film it, have a bunch of videographers there, and to film it, and then to cut that down into a nice short, you know, video piece, and then put that up on YouTube, mm-hmm. and then try to have that go, you know, as viral as possible to sort of get the message out. We were able to do that very effectively with folks, what was it, 2 years ago? There was a very long, ongoing, protracted, sort of still is going on in some hotels with hotel workers in San Francisco, where they were trying to negotiate fair contracts, and some of the hotels, you know, were just taking advantage of the workers. And so right around when Gay Pride was going to happen, we coordinated with some queer groups in San Francisco to do an action, and the point of that was to film this action in a hotel, and then, you know, about a month before Pride happened, and then to get it up on YouTube. So basically, for people who are going to be traveling here, queer folks who are going to be traveling to the Bay Area for Pride would see this video and know not to stay in these boycotted hotels, because it was actually pretty intense, because the workers themselves called for boycotts of their workplaces, which is a, you know, fairly risky thing to do, but they were using that as a tool to sort of fight for their fair contracts. And that actually, you know, that got, what, over 2 million hits, I think, on YouTube and was seen all over the country. And
that's
so
how I
think it was
about
pretty.
The band.
Oh, really?
I was living on the East Coast, saw that video. I don't remember how.
Awesome.
Well,
look, awesome.
And here's the thing, because that is on the set list for our gig that's coming up in 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah.
We actually have folks from Pride at Work coming. We're going to recreate the whole thing.
Really?
If you want to learn the dance moves, you can come. And once again,
when
is that happening, Montana?
All right, so
because people should come and see, if you haven't seen Lady Gaga's Bad Romance Hotel Boycott remix, you can see it live.
Wow.
So January 21st, in 2 weeks, Saturday night, we are going to be celebrating 10 years of playing on the streets for, you know, social, racial, economic justice. It's going to be doors open at 8:30. Show at 9:30. It's happening at Submission Art Gallery, which is at 2183 Mission Street. It's between 17th and 18th. It's an all-ages show. We're going to be playing, Loco Bloco is going to be playing, and then also MJ's Brass Boppers, which is a New Orleans second-line band. They're going to be playing as well. So it's going to be a very fun night. And also just want to plug, we are looking for members. If you are interested, if you play a horn.
Or a drum.
Contact us. You can get in touch with us through our website, brassliberation.org.
No piccolos, no accordions.
Flutes, sorry. But
clarinet, saxophone, trumpet, trombone, sousaphone.
Tuba.
Yeah, we want you.
If you played in high school, if you play in the cow band, you know, you want to play
especially
something
expert.
More political, contact us.
Great. Any political actions coming up, too, or none planned for now?
Giant one, January 20th, Occupy San Francisco's organizing Wall Street West, or Occupy Wall Street West.
Okay.
All day long, there's going to be trainings, and you'll be able to plug in at different actions all over the city, but mostly it's about shutting down the financial district. Justin Herman Plaza, they'll have trainings and ways to put you into action. And if you go to the website, which is OccupyWallStreetWest.org, you can see the different actions. You can form an affinity group or get your affinity group involved. And I challenge you to come up with just be the leader, design an action. So many people are coming to us and wanting to do stuff. But what we're trying to do is empower people to create their own radical actions of any kind, dancing, singing, holding space, Buddhist flash mob. Is one thing I'm going to be working on. And go to the website, register your affinity group, and we'll be able to send you people. So don't worry about there not being people to do it. Just think of a crazy idea and something amazing you want to do. And we're going to, yeah, January 20th, Wall Street West.
All right, I'll put that on my calendar as well.
And there are many other things. That's just something I'm working on.
Okay. That's great. Thank you guys so much for coming in once again.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Really. Thank you.
And yeah, I hope you guys will have to keep track of you guys a little bit and support some of the events going on.
Right on.
All right, once again, that's it's 90.7 KALX Berkeley you're listening to. This is KALX Live. We had Bratis Liberation Orchestra as our live event tonight, or that's who you were just hearing from. And right now I'm going to transfer over to an archive from Devin Hoff. I also want to thank all the volunteers who came in to help. I was worried that I wouldn't have enough help, but I got an all-star crew, really, with Summertime was in here helping engineer, also Eric and Eric and Gina helping out huge, and John, the department chair, had the all-star crew making the show a perfect success. So I want to thank everybody who helped out,